Honey, Stop the Car. That's what we've been calling our summer road trip. We've visited monuments and statues that honor local heroes or events. We've gone to Indiana, to a spot where a former president was purposely dumped in the mud, to Colorado, where a statue to a town founder is a traffic hazard, and to California, where a stagecoach horse was killed in a robbery. This morning, Emma Jacobs of member station WRVO takes us to upstate New York, where there's a most unusual monument to a favorite son.
When you cross a bridge straight into Governor's tiny main drag, the first thing you see is a giant pack of lifesavers hanging above the village green. It's longer than a car, shorter than a limo. The foil wrapper is open at one end.
It's probably the biggest roll of lifesavers in the United States.
The roll came from a lifesavers factory that closed a few hours away. Norton Taylor was in the Rotary Club when it was donated to the community.
A couple weeks later, I'm up in the office, and they call from downstairs and said, "Mr. Taylor, there's a flatbed out front here with a lifesaver on it. What do you want me to do with it?"
The factory offered the roll of peppermint lifesavers to Governor because the village of 5,000 people is the hometown of Edward John Noble. He's called E.J. here. E.J. Noble had left town to become an ad man, and one day in 1912, he was given the account of one Clarence Crane, who had created a round white peppermint candy.
Original lifesaver were just a plain round disc, and when he got it, he's the one that put the hole in it.
Well, maybe not. Governor's town historian says he probably didn't. But Noble did come up with a name for the candy, lifesavers, and a marketing strategy. And when Clarence Crane didn't like it, Noble bought him out for $2,900 and launched the lifesavers we know today, the same ones which loom large over the center of tiny Governor.
This put Governor on the map at certain times, which we think is great.
Taylor says some in Governor grumble over the placement of the roll of candies. Some think it should have gone near the hospital that bears Noble's name because the building's a lifesaver.
You know, people think it's, you know, monstrosity to have it down in the middle part of the park, but I think it's, you've got to advertise your community, and I think this is one thing that does.
Lifesavers made Noble's fortune. He used his money to buy into the ABC network and eventually served in the Eisenhower administration. But in his hometown, so many years later, he's remembered for his candy mints with the hole in the middle. It's hard not to be reminded because they're right in the center of town. For NPR News, I'm Emma Jacobs.
You can see photos of that really large pack of lifesavers and listen to previous installments of our Honey, Stop the Car series at npr.org. This is NPR News.